Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Strike up the band. Who's your favorite Redskin? That's the topic on Grant and Danny. We're giving away tickets to the first annual Capital Chili Cook-Off at 1:30. Make sure you're listening at that time. We got a game to play so you can win those tickets. We'll get back to the phones on your favorite Redskin. I went with Jamison Crowder.
91, Ryan Kerrigan.
I actually am shocked that neither of us, and I didn't even think about him, went with Jordan Reed. And for whatever this is worth, we've got seven people we're getting to on hold that are going to be answering this question. None of them have Jordan Reed. He might be the best player on the team. If
he's
it's not
so
Trent
good,
Williams, it's him.
It's the injuries. And it's, you know, I feel bad that that's the case, but
I
that's
also
the league,
think
man.
This is not fair to him. It's his personality. He's so quiet and unassuming. He has nothing to say. When you do talk to him, he's not... He gives you no, like, he's not personable. He doesn't give you anything to his life. I know nothing about the guy. I was around him all the time. I had a good relationship with him. Talked to him for, add up all the time I've talked to him. It's over an hour, probably.
I know that's a bad dude on the field, though.
Yes, I know nothing about him. A real quick update. I've been giving you updates over the last few segments on this guy, Filipowski, who was on TV in Buffalo and said his goodbye tearfully, mm-hmm. who I may or may not be able to get on the show to talk to us.
Uh-huh.
You haven't decided if you... Well, you've decided you don't want to talk to him.
Right.
We're not sure if we're going to get him on yet or not. I got a text from one of my buddies that actually works in the business. And he says, via this story, I guess he found online, this guy turned down two chances to stay at Channel 7 in Buffalo. So this adds to the story here of maybe this was a work.
The plot thickens like a delicious custard.
This is from Gusto. If you watched former WKBW-TV Channel 7 sportscaster Nick Filipowski's emotional and tearful goodbye, you may have concluded that he was fired at the end of his speech in which he professes his love for Western New York. He said he unfortunately has to go. According to the GM at the station, who I guess is getting crushed, Michael Nurse, Filipowski had two chances to stay at the ABC affiliate if he had wanted to remain, and he declined both times.
Hmm.
Nick informed us several months ago his intention to not to renew his contract. Apparently, the guy went to him about a month ago, and he still wanted to leave. Now, they speculate that there are a couple of newcomers to the sports department that are getting more ops than him. So maybe he's leaving just because it's not working out there. So maybe this was still actually real, and he didn't do this all to get exposure. I think we need to get to the bottom of it.
A lot of turns, a lot of ins and outs, a lot of what have yous.
I think we need to take out a shovel, and you need to allow me to do my job as an investigative journalist. I think you need to allow me to have a stakeout with a donut and crack this case.
You're asking a lot.
I watched the first 48. I'm prepared and I'm ready.
Well, you do watch the first 48.
Thank you.
That is true. That is something that is an asset for you.
Let's go to Earl in D.C. Earl, who's your favorite Redskin? Earl. This is the part where you tell us who your favorite Redskin is.
Hello? I'm here.
Hello? Hey? Earl,
go, buddy, go.
Is Earl there?
Terrell Pryor. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Terrell Pryor.
Why?
The excitement, he could be you guys' Calvin Johnson. Like, he could really be you guys' like Terrell, like that big physical receiver. And he could sign here for maybe years if things don't work out. That might throw a lot of money at him, you know what I mean? And he could be you guys' guy for a long time.
So it's a good answer. I just wonder, does he have enough deposits in the bank to be your favorite player on the team?
We've got some offseason workouts so far.
He's never played. He's posted on Snapchat. He made a one-handed catch at training camp against a guy that may not make the roster.
Listen,
from a third-string quarterback.
I'm in love. I covet. I can't properly evaluate. I'm frothing at the mouth thinking about him
playing.
We're all excited. But it can't be yet, right?
He can't be your favorite player on a team he's never played for. Jay in D.C.
Jay.
Hey, sorry I missed the name that Redskin yesterday. I called in way too late. And I would have got every question right, so I can't wait till tomorrow.
That's what they all say, Jay.
But Jay knows his stuff.
I was literally answering every question sitting here. I'll be there tomorrow. But my favorite is Niles Paul. My favorite player has to have been on a team for a while. So it's Niles Paul and Will Compton. They've been on there since the beginning. And you know, you can't pick somebody that's been on there for like one and no games. So yeah, it's Will Compton and Niles Paul.
I like that. I like the hipster picks that he's given me. Very me of him. Hey Jay, by the way, last year you got screwed and you didn't get to be in our fantasy football league. If we do one this year, you're going to be in?
Yes, definitely will be in.
All right, so the first spot we need to give out goes to him. And I think to the people who took it seriously and did a good job, we keep a lot of those P1s.
Yeah, Jay got boned last year.
But there's a few
that.
People we can just completely never have in again.
Am I one of them because my team was terrible?
Well, you had the worst team in the league. Mine was only a little bit better than yours for the record. But no, there were a couple guys that were just terrible that didn't keep up.
Like the guy who had the first pick and didn't show up?
That guy stunk. Even my guy Damon in Oxon Hill, who I love, Damon's team was an abomination.
Yeah, but just having a bad team isn't a crime.
No, but I'm pretty, like, he was starting guys that didn't play.
Oh, he was not active?
No, he was not active. Let's go to Cordell in D.C. Cordell.
What's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, guys? Shout out to the last caller, too, for picking two former Nebraska Cornhuskers as his two favorite players.
Oh, look at that. You're right.
Nebraska guy. Big Nebraska guy. Now Paul was a man when he was there. But I'm going with Josh Norman as my favorite player. I get that he's only a year in here, but I feel like he's the beginning to changing the identity of our defense. When he came in, he instantly brought toughness. He instantly brought a swagger that our defense hadn't had in a couple of years. And he's a game breaker. He's a playmaker on a defense that we didn't have before him, outside of Kerrigan, of course. So I like Josh Norman. I just like his attitude and the toughness he brings to the team.
Can't go wrong with Norman. He's a star. He's one of the few superstars they have. Let's go to Kyle in Centerville. I don't get this one, so he's going to have some explaining to do. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, man. I'm going Trent Murphy. He almost put up double-digit sack numbers last year, tripled his numbers from his rookie year. I think he's one of the most underrated players on the team. He's always disruptive. He's in the backfield. I'm going Trent Murphy.
Your favorite Redskin out of 53 players is a guy that got suspended for the first quarter of this season and has had one good year out of three. Okay. It's your favorite, not mine.
Yeah, it's we don't
do
get
with
to
it
say.
What you want.
Yeah. Nine sacks was great, but wasn't that his career total coming in?
That was more than his career total coming in.
Oh, there you have it.
Let's go to Will. No, Mike, who's going to say Will, I guess. Mike, what's up?
Hey, Grant and Dave, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Mark.
when I was lucky enough to get engaged 11 years ago, I gave my wife a big old diamond ring, and she gave me a John Jansen jersey. And I just love that jersey for the few years left that he played on the team. And he had a lunch pail attitude that he brought to the team every day. And that's Will Compton, in my view, today, a guy who undrafted, practice squad, special teams guy, worked his way up, and is just a terror. Throws the eye black on every week and just bangs. So Will Compton's my pick.
You know what I love about Will Compton? I've talked to him in the locker room after 7 or 8 games over the last couple years. He never has a voice after the game.
Yeah.
Because he's so busy screaming things out as the quarterback of the defense. His voice is always so raspy.
It's hoarse.
It's gone. It talks like this after a game. I love that about Will Compton.
Here's what you're going to get from Will Compton. Everything he has.
Yes.
That makes me happy. I like that. I like being able to count on certain things.
Will over skill
type.
Yeah,
maximum effort is what I'm getting there.
Jared in Germantown's got a good one. Jared, this is a random one.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Stuart.
So this is an interesting conversation for me because as I'm pushing 33 years old, I find it difficult to truly have a favorite when it comes to these younger guys. If you would have asked me 15, 20 years ago about my favorite player, you know, it's easily Kyrokin Jr. and Daryl Green. And that is so easy for me. But right now, I need to have some sort of connection. And as a diehard Maryland fan, I go with Vernon Davis, not because he's just the greatest player out there, but because I feel like that interaction with Mike Singletary has really changed him to be a more positive person. He interacts with the fans more. He still makes plays on the field. He's big on social media.
True.
So just the connection with Vernon Davis would make him my favorite.
Good one.
You can coach with him. You can win with him.
Because at one point we thought you couldn't.
You can do it.
Can do it.
Jamison Crowder. Sean and Frederick was going to say. That's mine. I love Jamison Crowder.
Here's
he's my favorite
good one,
Redskin.
Though.
Jim in D.C. on D'Angelo Hall.
That's, again, I say this every time his name comes up. I have never had a larger gap from where I started on a player to where I've ended up. I love D'Angelo Hall. And I used to, frankly, I used to hate his guts. He's awesome.
We got tickets VIP style to the first annual Capital Chili Cook-Off and Brew Festival, August 19th. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game called Grant or Danny. Fill up the phones to play now. You got to listen to the show all the time and know a lot about me and Danny. 800-636-1067. We'll give you a fact. You have to tell us which person the fact is about. That's how the game is played. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.